This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I talk inshallah ta'ala, I will carry on. Where was I? The child, now, you don't inherit, you know, what would you leave to your child behind you? The legacy that you would leave to your child behind you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Zakaria, Ya Zakaria, inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya, nam naj'al lahu min qablu samiya. قال رب أنى يكون لي غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرا. This is another thing. Ya Zakaria, we are giving you glad tidings of غلام. In Arabic, غلام means a boy. غلام means a boy. لم نجعل له من قبل سميا. Nobody had the name of يحيى before. His son will be named يحيى. قال رب أنى يكون لي غلام. How can I have a child? You just made dua. Maybe the doctors told you that, no, you cannot have children. Maybe the doctors told you that maybe your wife is barren, or maybe you're barren, maybe you cannot have children. Maybe you're old, maybe you have some health issues that cannot allow you to have children. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says yes, and the doctor says no, what will happen? Yes or no?
Yes.
When the doctor says yes, and Allah says no, what will happen? No, yes, cha-cha. I cannot throw candy. No, I cannot throw because, hey, it's, you know, you're like a father, but I will take it later on, inshallah, I will give it to you hand to hand. For a kid, I can throw, but not for you. No, I will give it to you, inshallah, later on.
Where was I?
Oh, my. When Allah, na'am. So he says, Ya Rabbi, how can I have a child? And my wife is barren. قال الله عز وجل قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين. It's easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same thing happened to Al Imran. They're connected because Yahya and Isa, they are cousins. Ibn Khala, Al Imran, the wife of Imran, she was old as well. And her father, her husband was old. You know, so comes the story of Maryam, Mary, because the story, the surah's name is Mary. I only have 2 minutes, I just started. 2 minutes. Maryam now, she's in her teens. Sisters, listen up. Maryam in her teens. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمَ إِنْ تَبَدَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًا. Then she's living in the Bayt al-Maqdis, to serve Bayt al-Maqdis. Remember, because Zakaria took care of Mary. He's taking care of her. So what happens is, she's living there in Bayt al-Maqdis to serve the worshippers and to clean up and whatnot. She's taking care of the masjid. But she's taking an east corner of the masjid. And then all of a sudden one day, فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُحَنَا فَتَمَثَلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla sent Al-Jibreel to her in the form of a man. قَالَتْ. She's a very, you know, chaste woman. She's not a woman of that. She's chaste. She's very pious and righteous and chaste. قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. I seek the refuge of Ar-Rahman from you. Don't harm me. Who are you? I don't know, man. قَالَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ رَبَّكِ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. But the sisters, please remember this word of Allah Azza wa Jal, or this name of Allah Azza wa Jal. You hear, whenever you hear the name Wahab, لأهب, from the name of Allah al-Wahhab, Allah is talking about children. If you want Allah to bless you with righteous kids, and sometimes you wonder, what name of Allah should I use in my dua? Use the name of Allah al-Wahhab. يَهَب لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا. Don't worry, I'm an angel from Allah. He sent me to you to bless you, to gift you with غُلَام. أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَام وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. I have not had no contact with man. How can I have a boy? How can I have a child? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّ. One more time. That's what your Lord has decreed. And then she got pregnant. Maryam alayhi salam. She got pregnant. And then she's wishing for death. قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسِيًا مَنْسِيًّا. I wish I was dead and forgotten. فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيًّا وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ مِنْ جِذْعِ النَّخْلِ بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا. And he says, don't be sad. don't be sad. She's going to labor. She's going to that pain of labor. And then he's telling her, brothers and sisters, he's telling her, move this palm tree. What do you mean move the palm tree? How many people do you need to move a palm tree? You need hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people to be able to move a palm tree. A weak woman during labor, and she's going through that labor, right? And he's telling her, move, shake the palm tree, dates will fall. Rota will fall so that you can have some of this rota. What is the purpose here? Why should she move? Why should she shake the palm tree? The concept of what we talked about yesterday, tawakkul on Allah Azza wa Jalla. Tawakkul, meaning put your trust in Allah. Use the means, but put your trust in the Lord of the means. Yes, you cannot shake the palm tree, but it's an action. Take action on Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks in Surah Maryam about, quickly inshallah, about Ibrahim alayhi salam and the conversation that Ibrahim had with his father. With his father, beautiful things. He used to say, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, Ya Abati. In Arabic, you know, he say, Ya Abi. In Urdu, he say, Abu, you know. He say, Ya Abati, تصغير, يعني, to belittle it. And then the son later on, he would say, Ya Abati as well, in Surah Safat. Ya Bunayya, Inni Ara Fi Manami, Anni Adbahuk, O my son, I see in my dream that I'm slaughtering you, sacrificing you. The father is saying, Abat, Ya Bunayya, and the son is saying, Ya Abati. This is a beautiful conversation between the father and the son. The message is, how do you talk to your fathers? How do you talk to your moms? How do you talk to your parents? And then Surah Taha, quickly inshallah ta'ala. Surah Taha, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with, Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa. This Qur'an, O Muhammad, has been revealed to you, has been sent down to you, not to make you feel distressed. Because some of the youth, they think that Islam is tough. A lot of youth are coming out of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla thinking that Islam is rough, Islam is tough, it's too much, it's too much. Islam is easy. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. This Qur'an was revealed not for you to feel misery. No, this Qur'an comes to you to help you, to make you feel peaceful, to make you succeed, to make you feel happy, to make you feel successful, to be successful in this life and the life of the hereafter. This is Surah Taha. Brothers and sisters, the ayah that will change your life. Surah Taha, verse number 124. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. Those who stay away from the remembrance of Allah, and here dhikr means the Quran. Those who stay away from the remembrance of Allah, from the recitation of the Quran, those who are staying away from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they don't want to believe in the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. He shall have dunk. He shall have a tight life. Not only dunk. In this life, you will feel tightness. Not only tightness in the chest. Allah will not put barakah in anything that you do. You're staying away from the members of Allah. And on the day of judgment, this person will be resurrected blind. He will say, Ya Rabbi, how come I'm blind? But in life, I used to be able to see. You have signs from your Lord. You had many lectures. You had many seminars. You had many khutbah. You have, but you turned a blind eye. Today, we should turn a blind eye on you. Brothers and sisters, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Moisten your tongue with the remembrance of Allah. Read the Quran in the month of the Quran. Connect with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to help us to practice and to convey. JazakumAllah khair. Subhanakallah. Alhamdulillah. Astaghfirullah.